ABC News Radio.
Natalie Bowman is the Esperance Deputy Shire President, and she joins us on the line now. Natalie Bowman, good morning. Thanks for your time. I know it's very early in WA.
Yes, it is rather early, but thank you.
And obviously the community there reeling from this tragedy. What's the feeling there among residents this morning? I gather that Kim Curnow was very well known and liked.
Yes, he certainly was. He's a local hero, and it's just a tragic situation, and the community is definitely shell-shocked.
And I gather too, Natalie, he was trying to warn residents of the approaching fire when he himself became trapped by flames.
That is certainly what we're hearing, but from a Shire perspective, the details are all unconfirmed at this stage. We're still awaiting police incident information, and so, yeah, everything we're hearing is unconfirmed at this stage, so we're just going to wait for details from the police.
And I know that three backpackers died there as well. We have heard reports they were all trying to help a horse escape the flames, but I know that you say that the details are sketchy. So I'll ask you, the conditions there today, I gather it's cooler, but perhaps intense weather conditions returning at the weekend.
Yeah, that is the forecast. Today, just looking out the window this morning, it's a clear, sunny, nice-looking day in Esperance. Which obviously is a little distance away from where the fire is, so it's difficult to say what the weather conditions are up there. There doesn't appear to be a lot of wind, and the forecast over yesterday and today is certainly much better than what we experienced on Tuesday.
And also a lot of those residents where the fire is now taking strong hold, having to be evacuated from their properties. What are they telling you?
Look, we are just... Communication is really difficult. For those of us who are evacuated and are in Esperance, there is no communication at all to our loved ones that are up there fighting the fires. So we just have to sit and wait. The information that we have is that the Cascade fire in particular is contained but is still uncontrolled. Mm. And we just have to wait and hope that all is going well up there.
Extraordinary, isn't it, Natalie, that you say it's such a lovely sunny day there. It sort of belies what's going on, 50 kilometres away where this fire is now raging out of control. It's a huge fire too, I gather.
Yes, it certainly is. Current estimates, I think it's about 17,000 hectares have been burnt.
And are you a local resident there, have been there for a long time?
Yeah, I live in Grass Patch, or on a farm up in Grass Patch. I've been there for about 25 years.
Which is one of the areas where people, I gather, had to evacuate. Did that affect you as well?
It did. I was in Esperance at the time doing some Shire duties. So when the evacuation notice came through at about lunchtime on Tuesday, obviously I was already in Esperance, so unable to go home and unable to be evacuated because I wasn't there. My family, well, my husband at least, and six staff chose to stay and defend our property.
So you say communications are a bit tricky at the moment, but have you been in touch with them?
No, there's absolutely no way we can get in touch with them. I last spoke to my husband, I think it was about 5:30 on Tuesday morning.
And what did he tell you then?
At that stage, our property has suffered some damage, but our house is still okay. He was able to defend that. We have two other properties a little bit further to the north, which were also in the line of fire. But as far as I can tell, we've sustained only minor damage.
Which is great news. I gather too, Natalie, the community's really coming together to help those people who've been evacuated, offers of food and all that sort of thing flowing in.
We've had incredible offers of support. It's almost been a job in itself to coordinate all of that. The evacuation centre here in Esperance at the Civic Centre, we just have so many offers of food, offers of support. Look, we're just really sitting back here coordinating all of these offers and just waiting until it's safe for us to get the roads open and get back up there into the fire zone and start helping them out.
So have you been given any indication of when that might be?
They are hoping that they can possibly have the fire under control by 6:30 tonight. That is their aim. We have a briefing at 9 o'clock this morning, so I haven't actually been in conversation with them since about 8 o'clock last night. So I'm certainly hoping for some good news this morning.
As I'm sure everybody there is as well. Natalie, I know it's a tough time for you and very early. Thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Natalie Bowman there, the Esperance Deputy Shire President, near Esperance, of course. As you heard her say, her property in the line of fire. She already in Esperance, but her husband and staff still there. Hasn't heard from them since Tuesday night. So we all wish her well.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.